The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Caddo Culture Day is coming up this Saturday at Caddo Mounds State Historical Site near Alto, Texas. Members of the Caddo Nation in Oklahoma will be participating in this event, celebrating their heritage. Our reporter from East Texas, Winter Chauvin, has more on this story.
Approaching the Caddo Mounds State Historical Site, you get an idea what life must have been like when the land was populated by the Caddo people. The property contained the remains of a Caddo village and ceremonial center, including a large beehive-shaped grass house, historical mounds, and the Snake Woman's Garden. On April 13th, this Saturday, you can be a part of Caddo Culture Day and experience the site in a special way. According to Assistant Site Director Rachel Glenn,
Caddo Culture Day is the one time a year you can really come out and enjoy and interact with the Caddo people. The Caddo people have been absent from East Texas as a cultural group since 1836. So this is a really special way for them to come back to their ancestral land and share who they are.
On Caddo Culture Day, there will be activities for the entire family, including children's activities, learning about edible wild plants, art exhibits, and guided walks. Glenn gives some highlights of the day.
Caddo Culture Day lasts from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We usually schedule the Caddo dances to start on the half hour. At 10 o'clock, Elena will be giving her Caddo language presentation. At 11 o'clock, visitors can take a foraging hike with Brandy McDaniel, who's coming in from San Antonio. And at 1 o'clock, they can take a hike with Dr. Victor Galan and learn about the archaeology of Caddo Mounds.
Admission is free, cameras are permitted, and bringing lawn chairs or blankets is encouraged. For more information, visit the Red River Radio website. This is Winter Chauvin for Red River Radio News.
Another event taking place this Saturday, the Great American Cleanup, is where millions of volunteers across the country will be picking up trash and discarded items in their respective communities. Donna Curtis is Executive Director for Shreveport Green, which is coordinating the event for Shreveport-Bossier.
April 13th is our big citywide cleanup. We have over 1,000 people signed up. This is a record for us, and we're very excited about it. We hope we don't have to postpone it. But we'd love to have as many people as can this weekend.
So Shreveport Green's been doing this for more than 26 years, and in addition to the thousands of pounds of trash you'll be collecting Saturday, you're going to be accepting something else, too. Explain that a bit.
This year, we have partnered with Best Buy, and they will be have a big truck on site, and we can accept anything electronic except for televisions and computer monitors. We can accept laptops, printers, copiers, anything like that you might have at home or even at a business and you want to get rid of.
For more information, go to shreveportgreen.org. Taking a quick look at the weather, a lake wind advisory is in effect for the region. Some rain showers are possible later today as a cold front moves in. You're listening to Red River Radio News.